But if you take Holy Spirit out of the picture, who are they going to be led by? Their own will, emotions, and thoughts. Did y'all see how slick it seems subtle? But most people say, well, I do have the Holy Spirit. Well, you have the Holy Spirit when you get born again. You have him on the inside. But do you know, I told one of my pastor friends, I said, you know what? He's the silent partner in the deal. In other words, he's there, but most people never even recognize that he's there. So you never even tap in to the benefits that come with the Holy Spirit. You're going to say, well, why is that so important? Well, think about it this way. When Jesus was resurrected from the dead and he went to his disciples, this is what he did in the book of John chapter 20. This is what Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 20, verse 21. Jesus says this to them. He says to the disciples, peace be to you. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. He says, just as the Father has sent me forth, he says, so I am sending you. And then he also says, and having said this, after Jesus says, hey, peace be unto you, I'm going to send you just like the Father sent me. Guess what was the next thing he did? It says, Jesus breathed on them, and this is what Jesus said to them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And now, having received the Holy Spirit and being led and directed by him, if Jesus says this, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained. So what was the first thing that Jesus gave to the disciples once he was resurrected from the dead as a result of them believing on him? They received the Holy Spirit. In order for the Holy Spirit to do what? To lead them. One of the things the Holy Spirit is supposed to do, he is to lead them and to direct them.